on the Sevetha Blue Jays, undefeated at 15-0. Taking on a Nemaha Central team tonight. Coming in, 10 wins, 8 losses. They are 5-4 in league play. Brandon, Chance, Logan with you all again here as we get set for game number 2 tonight. Again, the Nemaha Central girls victorious in the first game tonight over Sevetha, 45-32. So the Thunder are looking for a sweep, but that's going to be a hard one for them. Blue Jays, again, playing outstanding, undefeated, still number 1. They've scored more than 70 in their last 3 games. They're averaging over 62 points per game. You said it during the girls' broadcast, it's kind of like a freight train and no one can stop it.
Yeah, it's you can call it a freight train. I refer to it as a buzzsaw. I mean, do you really want to go up against these guys? Probably not. You look at your schedule and you say, he's the one team we don't want to play. Oh, wait, we're just going to circle Sevetha right there on the guy's side. Well, let's not face them. Obviously, you have to in the Big 7 League. That's one thing these Big 7 League schools can say over a lot of other teams is, hey, whether we wanted to or not, we played Sevetha. You know?
Right.
Whether the final score turned out close, not close, whatever it was, we still got to play one of the best teams in the state, if not maybe the best team, obviously. They're ranked number 1 for a reason in the state. Obviously, you don't know about some of the other teams, exactly who all they play, how good they actually are until you get to state. But Brandon, you look at this game here tonight and you think about the last time these two teams played, and then you think about what's transpired in between that. Obviously, Nemaha Central, I think you did the tournament that their boys played in. I think they played for the 5th place game in their own tournament this season. Sevetha went down to Burlington and won that tournament. You think about that, and then you obviously think, we did the Royal Valley game Sevetha played in together. We did it in Royal Valley and Hoyt.
Yep.
And Royal Valley gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Well, Sevetha, yeah, they kind of left Royal Valley in the dust last Friday night.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, we'll see how they come out tonight. And here's the scary fact. If you're any team, especially a team like ML Central coming to this game, it hasn't been just Matthew Garber lately. It's been a lot of other guys on this team. And if that starts going on the rest of the way, it's going to be a really scary team to go up against.
Well, let's start with the starting lineups for the number 1 team in 3A, Sevetha, under 30-30-year head coach Scott Berger, 15-0. They are 9-0 in league play. They go like this. Matt Garber, the 6-foot senior, the leading scorer, 18 points per game starting in the backcourt. Joining him back there, Nolan Ehouse, a 6'3 senior at 3.5 points per game. Marcus Bauman's a 5'11 junior, averaging over 7 points per game. Then you have the big guys down low. Davis Roque, the 6'6 senior, 14.8 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. And Christian McAfee, the 6'3 junior, 12 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays, it is Garber, Niehaus, Bauman, Roque, and McAfee. For Nemaha Central and the Thunder, under 30-30-year head coach John Thomas, they go like this. Carter Rottinghaus in the backcourt, a 5'9 junior at 6 points per game. Gavin Kane, a 6-foot junior guard, correction, senior, leading the team at 10 points per game. Braden Uphouse, a 5'11 senior, averaging 3 points per game. Wade Leonard's a 5'10 senior, averaging 9.6 points per game. And the big man down low is Abe Hilbert, the 6'6 junior, nearly 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. So again, for the Thunder, it's Rottinghaus, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert. We'll step aside. Coming up after a timeout, it's the tip-off between Sevetha and Nemaha Central. We got it for you after this here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sevetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sevetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sevetha.
Let Village Sampler in Sevetha help spoil your loved one this year. Valentine's Day will be here soon. Pre-order your gifts to ensure availability. Choose from fresh flowers, fresh chocolate, covered strawberries by the Buzz Cafe, candy bouquets, a wide selection of green plants, candles, and home decor. Village Sampler will have free delivery to the Sevetha schools on Tuesday, February the 14th. You'll find all your Valentine's gifts, flowers, and decor at Village Sampler in downtown Sevetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, just like that, we're back to it here on Kansaland Radio. KNZA 103.9 FM, Brandon Chance, Logan all with you. Also here dialed up on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net as we are back up and running and getting set for the boys' game tonight between number one Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Blue Jays undefeated 15-0, number one in 3A. Nemaha Central coming in 7 wins, 8 losses. They are 5-4. Think about this. The Thunder have won at least 14 games every season since 05-06, and they haven't been below 500 in the last two decades. Well, right now they sit here at 7-8, so kind of uncharted waters right now for this Thunder team.
And you just said it, they've won 14 games the last how many years?
Since 2005, 2006.
It ain't getting there this year. You only have four games left after tonight, so it ain't
right, happening.
Obviously, you got 7 wins. Best you can do is 12.
Yes.
But,
Pretty wild.
You know, on paper, a lot of people are going to say, well, Sabetha should run away with this one. So if that's the case, Sabetha does, best you're going to do is 11.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thunder have got the opening possession here after winning the tip. No score, 15 seconds in. They go from right to left here. Silbert at the free throw line, diving in, using that muscle. No good on the shot. Rebound for Christian McAfee. About a 30-second possession there. No go there for the Thunder. No score. Now the Blue Jays get their first opportunity from left to right. Here's Garber, 18 points per game up top to Niehaus. Right side to Bauman. Bauman high right on the wing. Thunder going man-to-man here in the early part of this game. McAfee now on the block. Turns in the paint. Diving. Garber layup good. Matt Garber, beautifully done, nicely executed. 2-0 Blue Jays at 50 seconds in.
And that's just the bad thing. It doesn't matter who gets the ball. Pretty much anybody is a scoring threat on this team. So as soon as they get the ball, you got to get right up on them, and that just leaves passing lanes open.
Once again, going inside to Hilberts and missing on the shots, and a rebound for Sabetha. And a 2-0 lead here early. Garber dribbles into the right corner. Pass deflected now. This is McAfee with the basketball. Kicks it left to Niehaus in the corner. Up top to Bauman on the wing. Once Garber up top. Ronninghaus went for the steal, but Garber now driving. Gets inside. Dumps it to Roki. Roki now shovels it to Bauman. Ball fakes on a three. Now pulls up from the free throw line. It's a swish. Marcus Bauman pure with the jump shot. His first basket. Now 4-0 Blue Jays at 6:25 left in the opening quarter. Good start here for the Blue Jays. They have scored at least 70 or more in their last three games. They beat Royal Valley on Friday 70-45. Last Tuesday at Riverside, they won 74-33. And then we were at Silver Lake over a week and a half ago. They hung up 71 and an 18-point win there. Here's Gavin Kane from the elbow, and a jump shot is good for Kane, and the Thunder get on the board, now trailing 4-2. Past 2 minutes into this first quarter, now showing some pressure. They get it up the floor. Bauman, a little sidestep over Hilbert, missing the shot, and a rebound for NC. Thunder pushing the tempo with Wade Leonard inside. Hilbert, layup with the left hand, is in there off the window. Abe Hilbert, his first bucket, a 4-4 tie at 5:35 to go in this first. The Blue Jays scored the first four. Nemaha Central has come back with the last four. Here's Roki on the wing, a three. Strong rebound, Nemaha Central. Leonard going high for his second rebound of the quarter. Gets it to the elbow, right side pass to Uphouse, and now Leonard gets it back up top. Braden Uphouse to Ronninghaus, right side on the wing. Here is Kane at the elbow, facing the basket, looking inside for Hilberts. He is guarded by McAfee. A reset high right on the wing. This is Ronninghaus, driving on Garber, left his feet, lazy pass, intercepted. Blue Jays come away with the turnover with Bauman. Here's Bauman into the front court, 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this opening quarter, a 4-4 tie. Here is Matthew Garber between the rings out high, right side to Roki on the wing. Now McAfee gets a touch, they reverse it left side to Bauman on the wing. Roki driving inside, gets it on the block, turning, trying to dump it down to McAfee, and that one's taken away. Another good defensive possession there by Nemaha Central. Here's Gavin Kane trying to dump one inside, and that one's deflected in a steal. This is McAfee, a little two-on-two break. Garber missing the layup, but Roki there for the putback, and he misses the second chance, and he'll shoot two. Our first foul against Nemaha Central, this one against Leonard. And Davis Roki will shoot two. First free throws for either team tonight to try to break this 4-4 tie. Roki, a 54% foul shooter, and it's an air ball. Well, the Nemaha Central student's going to let him hear that one as Preston Michael checks in here for the Blue Jays. Also, Jaden Thomas is in for Nemaha Central. Roki's had a fantastic year, and he makes the second and breaks the 4-4 tie. It's now 5-4 at 4:20 and counting left in this first quarter. Nemaha Central into the front court, coming off a loss to Holton on Friday in overtime, 50-49. They have lost four of their last six games, so it's been a tough stretch here for the Thunder over the last couple of weeks, and a block shot by Roki out of bounds, and the Thunder will keep it underneath their own bucket. Roki, a team-leading 24 blocks this season. Sent that one out of bounds, and now the Thunder will throw it in. Down 5-4, coming up on the halfway point in the opening quarter. Leonard, a long pass into the backcourt. Chasing it down near midcourt is Uphouse. Of course, these two teams seeing a lot of each other. Of course, they played in the sub-state championship during the football season. Nemaha Central went on to win the 2A title. And now you look at the basketball season, and Sabetha has the advantage being number one in 3A. Here's Abe Hilbert to drive. That's blocked by McAfee. And then he gets his own miss, and another miss there inside by Hilbert. And now up the floor to Roki, and he lays it in. Good pass up the floor. And you think Roki was probably trying to dunk that, but just lost his footing and was able to lay it in. Now 7-4, Sabetha, at 3:25 to go in the first. Here's Gavin Kane. We'll pull up a long three off the rim. No, and a rebound for Sabetha. Hilbert last deflected it, and he's pleading his case, saying it was last touched by the Blue Jays, but it will be Sabetha basketball. Niehaus back into the game as Roki's going to get a breather. Mentioned Preston Michaels on the floor as well. Right now, Sabetha with the ball, leading 7-4 here at Nemaha Central, 3:15 and counting first quarter. Blue Jays have been sensational to watch this season. Garber, a left wing three. Yes, sir. Matt Garber from downtown, his 37th triple of the year. And he's got five and a six-point advantage at 3 minutes to go at 10-4. And now Bauman comes away with a steal in the backcourt. He'll go coast-to-coast. His layup, yes. Marcus Bauman, a steal and a bucket. He's got four. And just like that, a 5-0 spurt. It's 12-4 Sabetha at 2:45 left in this first. Well, they can certainly score quickly, and they can score in bunches. That's a dangerous part about this Blue Jays team. And now Bauman going for the steal near midcourt, and he will get whistled for the foul. As Bauman picks up the first Sabetha foul at 2:33 left in the frame. Nathan Boos will check in. And Roki's going to check back in as well. Bauman takes a seat, and now a whistle and a timeout for John Thomas and Nemaha Central. It's a full, so we'll step aside. 2:33 left first quarter. Sabetha 12, Nemaha Central 4. Back after this here on KNZA.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and Ramp. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
KNZA.
Sabetha has scored the last 5 points right to that timeout. A 12-4 advantage for the Blue Jays here late in the first quarter. Boos will be on the floor with Niehaus, Garber, Roki, and Michael. Blue Jays at 15-0, number one in 3A. And I believe now the third or at least fourth consecutive week that they have been number one. They've went back and forth early January with Southeast of Saline. They kind of rotated a little bit from one and two, but now really the last month, the Blue Jays have really cemented themselves as the number one team, and it has shown in the latest rankings from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. So out of the timeout, Thunder with the basketball. 2.5 minutes left in this first quarter. They trail 12-4. Here is Uphouse, left side on the wing. Blue Jays going man-to-man. They got so much length and athleticism around the perimeter. And it shows on both ends of the floor. Rottinghouse, left side, or right side, I should say, to Leonard. Now it's Uphouse working towards the left corner. Backs it out there by Michael. Good defense. Pounding it. Now Rottinghouse, high left on the wing, guarded by Booth. Rottinghouse drives, and a foul I think they're going to get Boos here on the foul. That is his first. Just checked in. Team foul number two. So the Thunder to throw it in underneath. That 2:03 to go in the quarter, trailing 12-4. Blue Jays have 5 from Garber, 4 from Bauman, 3 from Roki. Here's Rodinghouse working around the perimeter up top. Wants to step back along. Right wing 2 is strong off the heel. Rebound Sabetha. Quickly up the floor. Here's Roki. Now Garber with it. Right side on the wing. Good transition defense there by Nemaha Central. Under a minute 50 to go in this first. A 12-4 Sabetha advantage. Here's Niehaus, left side on the wing. Garber now gets it in the corner. Rodinghouse falls down. Garber fires. He is short, missing the 3. And a rebound and a foul. I think they get Niehaus here on the foul as the rebound was for Wade Leonard there. And that'll be the second foul, or correction, now the third foul against the Blue Jays in the opening quarter. As McAfee and Bauman are going to check back in, as it will be Niehaus and Garber to get breathers here. Now you don't see Garber go out for too long when he gets a break here and there. But again, we've stressed it before. It's impressive what Scott Berger's done. They're so good. 1-7, but that's about it. They don't go much deeper than 7, so they go 2 off the bench with a guy like Preston Michael and Nathan Boos, and you got your starting 5, but it is as good as it gets. And we compared him to kind of Royal Valley last year, who was just so good with their first 5. Went on to finish runner-up at 3A in the state tournament. And a whistle and a traveling call against Gavin Kane. Turnover Nemaha Central, make it 4 in the quarter. Now the Blue Jays get it back with a minute 13 to go, leading 12-4. Both these teams won 18 games last year. Of course, Nemaha Central lost 6 very productive seniors, but had their JV team go 17-3. Roki inside, too easy off the rim. They find him inside, and Roki now has 5. 14-4, the lead is 10 for the Blue Jays at 50 seconds to go in the quarter. They have scored the last 7. Here's Colby Free, who has just checked in, the 6'8 sophomore. Little fade, and he knocks it in. Colby Free with a much-needed bucket there for Nemaha Central. Stops the 7-0 spurt, makes it 14-6 at 35 seconds to go. McAfee straight down the middle. Left his feet. Left side to Michael in the corner. Now McAfee on the block, working on Hilbert. Gets inside, a right-handed shot. Not there. Rebound Nemaha Central. Now the Thunder can play for the final shot with 20 seconds to go, down 8. Here's Leonard, left side to Rodinghouse, man-to-man still. For the Blue Jays, John Thomas gets the play call in. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Leonard, up top near midcourt, hands it off to Rodinghouse. Free throw line with Hilbert. Left side, Kane, 3 seconds of 3. It is good. Gavin Kane from downtown, and a huge shot for the Thunder to end the first quarter, and they score 5 straight to get back to within 5. So big in there for the Thunder. Trailing number 1 Sabetha, 14-9 at the end of 1. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between 2 different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
KNZA.
Second quarter underway. Sabetha here at Nemaha League Championship, and there's a whistle and a traveling call on Niehaus on the right wing. Second turnover by the Blue Jays, and a good start here for Nemaha Central in the second quarter, trailing by 5. They scored the last 5 of the quarter after the Blue Jays rattled off 7 straight to take a 10-point lead. Here's Abe Hilbert from the left wing, wants to go inside, a lot of muscle, missing his own shot, gets his own rebound, and is fouled, and will shoot 2. Well, we've seen a heavy emphasis with Abe Hilbert trying to work inside and just trying to go with the bigs that the Blue Jays have down low, and he'll earn two free throws here.
Yeah, that's the second foul on Marcus Bauman as well.
So Bauman now with two. Hilbert knocks in the first free throw. He's got three. 55% foul shooter this year. Thunder is a team, 57%. Makes it 14-10. Can get it back to within three, and he does. Hilbert now with four. 14-11. It is a 7-0 run right now by the Thunder. Sabetha had gotten up 14-4, but now we stand 14-11. Blue Jays trying to stop the run. McAfee on the block. Off the window, no good. Just a touch too strong. Rebound for Gavin Kane. So a three would tie the game here for the Thunder. Just getting going in the second quarter. Here's Kane, a little hesitation dribble. Gets it up top to Hilbert, and now Kane gets it right back at the point. Left side to Rottinghouse on the wing. Up top to Leonard. Right side pass to Free. High right on the wing. Now it's Hilbert diving from the free throw line. Takes it all the way. Knocked away in a steal. Niehaus comes away with it. Wants to get a long pass up the floor to Roki, and a hard foul. And had some words exchanged there as Rottinghouse went hard, and free throws coming up here for Roki. I can appreciate Rottinghouse with the hard foul, and it was a clean foul, not saying it was dirty by any means, but make him earn it at the line, and Roki will try to do just that, and he does. He knocks in the first, and Roki now 6 first half points, and that stops the run. It's now 15-11. Roki now 2-for-3 at the line in this half, 6 points and 3 rebounds, his second short, and a rebound for Gavin Kane, so a 1-for-2 trip there, and a 4-point game. Thunder with the basketball. Kane dribbles inside, turns, fires, shot is an air ball, and a rebound for Marcus Bauman. Here's Bauman near sideline up the floor. Gets to the elbow, stops there, kicks it left. Roki thought about a three. Now McAfee at the elbow, and it's going to be tied up with Hilbert, and a jump ball is going to give it back to Nemaha Central. Good defense by Abe Hilbert to force a turnover, and we get a sub into the game. And we're going to see Cooper Hike check into the game, who's missed majority of this season after an injury during football. Well, that's a nice piece to get back for John Thomas, the senior, and Cooper Hike, who is first-team All-State, one of the best running backs in the state this season. Just another body for Nemaha Central, now just appearing in his second game. 15-11, Sabetha by four, early portions of the second quarter, Thunder with the basketball. Here's Wade Leonard out top, left side. This is Carter Hike, who's going to drive inside and try to dump one into Hilbert, and McAfee takes that one away. Good defense there by Christian McAfee. Here is Garber, 2 minutes down in this second quarter. 15-11 is our score. Garber stops, picks it up. Now McAfee inside to Roki, and a foul is on the floor. They're going to get Cooper Hike with this one. That is his first. Just the team foul number three against Nemaha Central. McAfee on the inbounds. A little floater with the right hand rattles in there. What touch for Christian McAfee. That's his first basket. Makes it 17-11. Sabetha by six at 5:40 to go in this first half. Here's Leonard near midcourt. Looking left. Comes back this way to Carter Hike. Rottinghouse at the point. Looks right. And still looking. And finally gets it to Carter Hike on the wing. Up top to Leonard. Puts it on the dribble. Now works it in the paint. Little shot off the heel. Little strong. Rebound to Niehaus. Gets it off to Garber. Works it down the floor from left to right. Into the front court. 6-point lead for the Blue Jays at 5:10 to go in the half. Here's McAfee looking inside for Roki. Batted around. He's caught in a double team. Kicks it back to Niehaus. Skips it left side. Garber, a wing three, is nothing but net. Matt Garber now with eight. His second triple makes it 20-11. A 9-point burst here now by the Blue Jays. And a timeout for John Thomas. At 4:50 to go in the first half, I believe it is a 30. And we'll keep it right here. Halftime brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So we have seen early runs. Blue Jays in the first quarter jumped out 14-4. Thunder came back with a 7-0 spurt, but right now the run is for the Blue Jays. They were up just three. Now they've got it back up to nine right now at 20-11.
Yeah, and the biggest thing for Sabetha is they play smart. I mean, you know, you think about it. what is the biggest thing you have to do when you get rebounds? You got to get on the sides and you got to get down the floor. Obviously, somebody's got to stay back to help get the ball down the floor, but that's what Sabetha does. You know, Matthew Garber usually kind of stays back. Everybody else kind of moves down the floor. Somebody kind of gets to the middle. That way you can swing it. And then when you get down the floor, if you're Nemo Central defensively, it doesn't really matter where Matthew Garber gets that ball. You got to get out there and defend him. If you don't, he's pretty much going to hit it from anywhere.
Matthew Garber is a 38% three-point shooter. Came in making 36. He's made two tonight, so now 38 made triples this year. Out of the timeout, Thunder with the basketball. It is Cooper Hike who has it in the right corner. Gets it back on the wing. Thunder trailing by 9 at 20-11. This is Leonard up top. Now Carter Hike left side on the wing. Inside to Cooper. Baseline left. Puts it on the dribble. Spinning on Roki. Stopped. Now at the elbow, it's Carter for a two, and that one is good. Cooper to Carter, and Carter Hike in the books first time tonight, and it's 20-13. Just under 4:20 left in this first half. Now Garber to the free throw line, kicks it left. This is Michael. McAfee inside Roki. Shot is off the window and good with some contact as well. Roki now with eight. Good find. And it's back to 9 at 22-13. 4 minutes to go. Here's Cooper Hike. Straight on for three. A little strong off the heel. And Abe Hilbert's going to be called for an over and back foul. His first. And Sabetha gets it back. Colby Free going to check back in. We'll also see Gavin Kane check back in for Nemaha Central. Got 3:53 left in this first half. A 22-13 Sabetha lead. And now the Thunder showing some pressure in the full court. Blue Jays have the starters outside, minus Michael, who's in the game and missing the layup in transition, but a backside rebound by Michael, and he's going to earn two. So they break the pressure, and Preston Michael with an offensive rebound and now a chance at two free throws. Foul on Carter Hike, his first, team foul number 5. And this puts Preston Michael at the line. First free throw strong off the heel. That's just his 9th free throw attempt of the season. Came in 6-for-8, 75%. Blue Jays as a team, 64% from the line. Trying to go 1-for-2 is Preston Michael, able to do so. First point tonight. Makes it 23-13 Blue Jays at 3:42 and counting first half. Here is Free. Just check back in. High on the wing left. Up top it goes to Kane. Now this is Jaden Thomas, who's also back into the game, up top to Leonard. Under 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. A 10-point Sabetha lead at 23-13. Now Cooper Hike directing traffic. Hands it off to Thomas right wing. Blue Jays going man-to-man. You don't see a lot of movement right now away from the ball, and that's really making it easy for the Blue Jays defensively when you don't have to guard anybody that's moving. The Thunder need to move a little bit, try to get something going. Now Cooper Hike will dive in from the point. Shot rejected by Roki. That's at least his second block tonight. Make it 25 blocks on the season. That one sent into the stage right underneath the bucket. Here is Leonard, right corner three. It is an air ball. Chasing it down near side is McAfee, and him and Hike hit the floor. Good hustle by both players. And I think they're going to call a foul. They do so on Cooper Hike, and that is his second. Team foul number 6, so the final 2:58. Sabetha's going to be in the bonus. As Braden Uphouse is going to check back in here for Hike, who has to sit with two fouls. So the Blue Jays again dealing with some pressure in the full court. A 10-point lead at 23-13. And now Scott Berger has seen enough, and he burns a quick 30. So 2:54 to go in this first half. A 10-point Sabetha lead, 23-13. We'll keep it right here. Brandon, Logan, Chance, and Mike all with you here. Part of the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Game of runs. We've seen multiple runs. A couple by Sabetha, one by Nemaha Central. Right now, though, Blue Jays in control up 10.
Yeah. If you're Nemaha Central, obviously you still got two more quarters to play, an entire half. So, I mean, you're still obviously not out of it. It's only down 10, but you got to keep it there. You can't let it get to 15, 20 points at halftime because, I mean, obviously the momentum's right now with Sabetha. It has been since basically kind of the opening tip, if you will. Obviously they had it tied at 4-4 all, but really Sabetha's just had that momentum. if you're Nemo Central, you got to try to work inside and see if you can't get Sabetha to pick up some fouls. We'll see what happens, but Sabetha has the ball here out of this timeout break.
So out of the timeout, Blue Jays by 10 with the ball, 2:40 to go. They set it up for Garber, and they clear everybody out, and he drives in, draws the foul, and set to shoot two. Jaden Thomas picks up the foul, his first, and Matt Garber to the line where he is as good as it gets from the free throw line, 87%. He is 74 of 85. And his first attempt gets the shooter's touch over the front rim, and it drops through. His 75th made free throw this season. He's got 9 in the first half, lead 11 at 24-13. Second is short and fighting and now kicked out of bounds, and the Blue Jays get it back. So he misses the second, and ultimately it's kicked out by Uphouse. And the Blue Jays, with now an 11-point lead, have it underneath. Roki, deep, left wing three, short. Rebound, Nemaha Central. So unable to do anything there. As the Thunder get it back, down 11, 24-13 at 2:25 to go in the half. Here's Kane up top to Thomas. Guarded by Vuce, who just checked back in. Right side to Leonard, wants a ball screen by Free, works it left. Garber fights through it, there's a double. Kane gets it back up top. Left side now on the wing. Some screens being set, and Thomas had a look from straight on, turns it down. Now Uphouse on the wing right, bouncing it back up top to Kane. Switched, and now Roki's on him. Kane puts him on the deck, drives all the way, rejected to the floor, and Roki a third block of the half. 24-13, Blue Jays get it back after the third first half block by Davis Roki. Under a minute 50 to go, 24-13 our score. They want to clear it out here. Garber has it left side on the wing. Now it's McAfee looking inside from the left wing and now kicks it right side to Vuce. They get it back to Roki high left, wanting to find Garber. Curls back up and gets it high left on the wing. 90 seconds to go in this half, an 11-point Blue Jays lead. And they set up the formation, left side Garber. He's going to cut through, as now Michael has it left side in the corner. Gets a ball screen, skips it right. This is Garber, works it back to the point. Quickly closed out there, good defense by Wade Leonard. High ball screen, kicks it right. Roki has it, kicks it into the corner. Now Michael a three, yes. A long, lengthy possession, and Preston Michael can't. Just his fourth three of the season, and it's 27-13, largest lead for the Blue Jays at 55 seconds to go in the half. Roki going for a steal on Uphouse, but they get it left side. This is Kane, a corner three. It's an air ball. Rebound, Garber. 43 seconds to go in the half. It's a 27-13 Sabetha lead. Michael, right side in the corner. Let's see if they want to bleed the clock and play for the final shot. And now Garber has it. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. Michael gets it in the corner. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Skips it left to Vuce. Puts it on the dribble. Gets in the paint. Kicks it back up top to Roki. Now Roki drives back down into the corner. Hands it off to Michael there. 16 seconds to go. Now it's launched into the backcourt. It's deflected, so no turnover. Blue Jays gather. 10 seconds to go. It's Garber across midcourt. Goes between the legs, keeping it low. Down to 5 seconds. Getting the countdown from his students. Gets a high ball screen. Garber kicks it left, boosts in the corner at the buzzer, no good on a three, and that takes us to halftime. Sabetha 27, Nemaha Central 13. Halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16, and if you want the best, simply you gotta get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Sabetha by 14 at the half. We're back after this.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get down.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Dealing with an insurance company immediately after an accident is the last thing you want to do. Moral Collision Repair works directly with your insurance company to negotiate the best possible plan for repairing your vehicle. Because we are a direct repair facility for two major insurance companies, we are authorized to act as the adjuster and estimator during the repair. This enables us to cut down processing time dramatically. Next time your car is in need of a little fixing up, bring it by Moral Collision Repair for a stress-free experience.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And we welcome you back to Nemaha Central High School. Halftime festivities underway for the boys' game at Sabetha. Number 1 and 3A, they certainly continue to look the part. An impressive first half, particularly on the defensive end. They hold Nemaha Central to just 13 first half points. They lead it 27-13. Brandon joined again by Logan. We got Chance in studio, and we'll dive into the numbers, but just kind of a quick thought on how Sabetha was able to kind of slowly build that lead in the second quarter.
Obviously, you look how they started out in the first quarter. It kind of looked like a little bit of the girls' game to a point. The Sabetha boys, obviously, they got the momentum early. Obviously, it was, like I said, Brandon, it was tied 4-4, but you never really got the sense that Nemaha Central was going to keep it there that quick. You got the feeling Sabetha was going to heat up. Well, they did. We saw what they did in the first quarter. Second quarter, what they just basically kept doing the same thing. And basically, they just kind of said, we're just going to slowly let you guys, you don't want to say screw up. But we're just gonna keep playing our ball. We're gonna work it around. That's what they did, and they were able to get good shots. Again, one of the biggest factors, at least there in the first half, and I pointed out there in that second quarter towards the end of it, Brandon, it does not matter who you are if you're guarding him. It does not matter where he is on the floor. You got to get out on Matthew Garber wherever he is at on that floor, because he can hit from pretty much any spot on the floor. If you don't get out there, he's going to hit it, and that could be a killer.
Yeah, Garber had a couple threes in the first half, led all scorers with 9, as the Blue Jays also got 8 points from Davis Roki and 4 rebounds to boot. Marcus Bauman, 4. Preston Michael had 4. Christian McAfee with 2. Thunder had 5 in the first half from Gavin Kane. They had 4 from Abe Hilbert and 2 a pop from Colby Free and Carter Height. Thunder had 6 turnovers, 9 rebounds. They were 2-for-2 at the line and hit 1-3. Sabetha had 3 turnovers, 10 rebounds. They were 4-of-8 from the free throw line, and they hit 3 threes in the first half. Again, Sabetha jumped out to a 14-4 lead. They had a nice little run. Nemaha Central fought back. They got it back to within 14-11. Early portions of that second quarter, but that was it. Sabetha controlled the rest of the second quarter, would go on to outscore the Thunder 13-4 in that second period. They lead it right now 27-13 at the half.
Yeah, and Brandon, right quick, we talked about it in the Nemaha Central girls game. They controlled their own destiny. Well, they got the win, and Riverside lost tonight on the girls' side. Sabetha, you're in the same boat. You're controlling your own destiny. You got Perry and Holton. They're both tied for second place right now, right behind you. Obviously, Holton's got the head-to-head on Perry so far. I'm not sure when they play again coming up here. Brandon, you could sign that one or you'd know it. But obviously, Holton has the head-to-head. Quick score update. Holton at Jeff West. Holton is up 22-12. So if Holton holds on the win and you're Sabetha, you think about your next two matchups. You got Perry this Friday at home. That's going to be a really great game. It does not matter. Records or what happened the last time or where it's at. It's still going to be a really great game. You think about those two teams. And the other one, next Tuesday, if you're the Blue Jays, you go to Holton. So, again, if you're Sabetha fans tonight, you're voting for Jeff West here this evening. And then obviously whoever Perry's playing.
Royal Valley.
So you're Royal Valley.
By the way, Perry's up 28-27 at halftime there. So that's a good game.
If you're Sabetha, you're hoping Jeff West can come back, and you're hoping that Royal Valley can pull off the upset there. And if that happens, you pretty much have the Big Seven. You'd have to think locked up again. You got Perry Friday, and you got Holton next week. But you look at the rest of your schedule, you're going to have Jeff West. Who knows how good of a game that will be. Again, like I said, they're down 10 right now to Holton. That's a good game going on there. But then you got Hiawatha as well to round it out. So, Sabetha, you control your own destiny. You got to hold on. You're up 14 right here at halftime. What can you do in the second half to do keep it?
Let's see if they can do just that. Pretty good performance, no doubt about it. Sabetha 27-13 at the half. We'll take another timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, they stopped the halftime festivities, so we got a couple minutes left until the start of the third quarter. Brandon and Chance and Logan all with you here on KNCA, also the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. The Blue Jays here on the road, number one team in 3A, leading here at Nemaha Central by a score of 27-13. Matt Garber, 9 points to lead the way for the Blue Jays. Davis Roque has 8. Nemaha Central led in scoring by Gavin Kane, 5 in the first half. We'll take one final timeout, 90-second variety. We're back with the second half after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Let Village Sampler in Sabetha help spoil your loved one this year. Valentine's Day will be here soon. Pre-order your gifts to ensure availability. Choose from fresh flowers, fresh chocolate, covered strawberries by the Buzz Cafe, candy bouquets, a wide selection of green plants, candles, and home decor. Village Sampler will have free delivery to the Sabetha schools on Tuesday, February the 14th. You'll find all your Valentine's gifts, flowers, and decor at Village Sampler in downtown Sabetha.
KNZA.
All right, we're back. Second half underway. Sabetha up 14 with the ball. A drive by Roki. A lot of contact. No call. Abe Hilbert the rebound. Off the miss there for Nemaha Central. Thunder down 14. Do they have a surge in them? Offensively, they did not have much going for them in the first half. Just 13 points, down 14. Here's Kane, dribbles in the paint, kicks it up top to Rottinghouse. Back to Kane, left side. Roki went for a steal, couldn't get it. Now Kane dribbles his way to the wing and trying to hand it off to Hilbert instead, bouncing it left side to Uphouse, who resets. So 40 seconds into this third quarter, 27-13 our score. Here's Kane from the left wing, drives all the way in and lays it in. Nicely done by Gavin Kane. First bucket for Nemaha Central of the second half. It's 27-15. Here's Bauman up top, McAfee left side. This is Niehaus to Bauman in the corner. He'll fire. Short on a three and a rebound Nemaha Central. So a couple of stops here early for the Thunder. Can they get a second straight bucket to trim it back to within 10, maybe even 9 with a three? Here's Kane at the point. Roki, Kane's going to drive on Roki, and they get him with an offensive foul. And they say that maybe a little bit of the shoulder, maybe a little bit of the elbow there for Kane. It's an offensive foul and a turnover. And just like that, Roki's going to come out. Preston Michael's going to check in at 6:45 to go in the third quarter, and a 27-15 Blue Jays lead. Here's Garber across the timeline, casual. Stops on the top of the end of the big NC at midcourt for Nemaha Central. They get it to Michael, left side in the corner. Has the dribble, splitting a couple defenders. Gets to the block, bouncing it to Niehaus. Layup good, and the foul. From the block to the block, Noel Niehaus, his first basket tonight, and a chance for one more. Hilbert picks up his second. And the second Nemaha Central foul of the third quarter. And Noel Niehaus, the 6'3 senior, 53%. At the line this year, 7-13. Chance for a three-point play, and he is strong. McAfee, an offensive rebound, though. A second-chance opportunity here. Bauman now resets up top. 29-15, Bauman inside. McAfee spins in a layup from Garber. And McAfee now with four, and it's 31-15. Not quite 2 minutes into this third. Got to get some stops. There's a whistle and a foul on Niehaus. Tripping up the driver there, Gavin Kane. And Niehaus picks up his second. And the first Sabetha foul of the second half. It's 6:02 to go in the third. Roki real quickly back in. Niehaus will get a breather. This is Leonard to throw it in. Right side of his own backboard. They get it up top to Rottinghouse. Now cutting Leonard, who kicks it back up house. Left corner three. That is strong. And it's tipped out to midcourt, and Garber chasing it down. And now Garber coast to coast. He missed the layup, but it's hit from behind. And free throws coming up for Garber. Getting up the floor quickly. I think they're going to get Leonard here with the foul. They do. That is his second. Team foul number three. And Garber will shoot two. Leading all scorers with nine so far. And he's the first in double figures as he knocks in the first free throw. Makes it 32-15 at 5:49 to go in quarter number three. Seconds is good as well. And he's got 11. Largest lead of the game here for Sabetha, 33-15. And the Thunder have a push in them. They need to start making some moves. You can't get down this big to this good of a team. Really at this point in the game, because you know Sabetha's going to continue to score. Got to get some stops. Leonard inside, missing the layup. It was too easy, but it rims off. And then coming away with a steal and a putback is Wade Leonard. So they end up getting the 2 points. They get back to within 16 at 33-17. Here's Preston Michael, right side. They go to Bauman in the corner, right side. Now skips it left to Garber. This is McAfee at the elbow, dives in, layup is pure off the window. Nicely done for the big fella, and Christian McAfee now has six. 35-17 with 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Leonard at the free throw line, steps back, a J, in and out, no good. And a rebound for Sabetha. So here is Garber up the floor, near sideline. Sabetha leading 35-17 at 4:40 and counting, third quarter. Here's Michael at the point, right side pass to Bauman on the wing. with the ball screen from Roki. Works left. Now going to Roki on the roll. And taken away by Hilbert, a steal. Good defense by Abe Hilbert, forcing a turnover. Gavin Kane has it knocked away from behind in transition. They'll get Roki sticking the hand in. That's his first foul. Second half foul against the Blue Jays. And the Thunder will throw it in near sideline as Colby Freeze is going to check back in here for Hilbert. Down to 4:25 left in this third quarter. 35-17, the Sabetha lead. Here's Leonard. Kicks it back out. Left side on the wing. Up top to Rottinghouse. Sabetha man-to-man. Lazy pass, and Roki comes away with a steal. Roki, a little sidestep. Left hand, no good. Garber there for the miss, and he puts it up and in. 13 now for Matthew Garber. 37-17, a 20-point Blue Jays lead. And now another one that's knocked away and another steal. This is McAfee coast-to-coast. He'll lay it in for two. The run is blooming here for Sabetha. Eight now for McAfee, and they're up 22. And a full timeout for John Thomas. Kind of expecting that one. At 3:49 to go in the third quarter, a 22-point Sabetha lead. They lead it 39-17. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Roy Fry and the Kansas Insurance staff in Sabetha invite you to Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th. Nationally syndicated TV and radio host, popular author, Oscar-winning broadcaster, dynamic speaker and trainer Andrew McCray will be speaking on The Extra that brings excellence in business and life. His entertaining and enlightening real-life stories provide insight on how to find the extraordinary in what you do. Come join us, Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th.
KNZA.
Well, the Blue Jays on a run right now. Third quarter in control here at Nemaha Central. 39-17 is their lead. Chance in studio. Brandon and Logan with you. Part of the Sabetha channel at MSDSports.net. Matthew Garber leading the charge for the Blue Jays on offense. He's got 13 to lead all scorers and 8 apiece as well from Thaddeus Roki and Christian McAfee. But this is a 14-point lead at the half, and they have ballooned it to 22. As we get set out of the timeout, inadvertent whistle here by the officials. Free to throw it in for Nemaha Central, and we're off and running out of the timeout. Here's Jaden Thomas, who's checked back in. Right wing up top to Free. Dives, guarded by McAfee. Kicks it to Carter Hike in the corner. Cut off. Now Free is bumped and fouled inside. I think they get Michael with this one. That is his first. So into the game is Cooper Kramer, who has checked in, seeing some minutes here for Nemaha Central. So John Thomas going a little bit deeper into that bench here in the third quarter. Under 3.5 to go in this frame, 39-17, the Sabetha lead. We also see right now Trent Thomas in the game. So, yeah, John Thomas going pretty heavily deep into this bench in this third quarter. His team down 22. Here's Free, a little dribble, step back. From the free throw line, no good. Roki gathers the miss and then throws it away. Swatted by Roki at the rim. Incredible. What defense by Roki. And now Michael McAfee off the miss. Blocked from behind and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Thunder pushing it up with Jaden Thomas. Gets inside, bouncing one to Free. Your right-handed shot is good. Colby Free now has 4. 39-19 is our score. Blue Jays by 20 at 2:45 to go in the third. Kind of a wild sequence there. Well, the Blue Jays still in control by 20. Now the Thunder go into a zone defense here. Now Bauman right wing. Long pass. Garber left corner. He'll try and connect. Another triple for Matthew Garber. Make it 3 threes and 16 points. 42-19, Sabetha the lead. Now left side, a corner three. It's an air ball. Roki a rebound. And now Roki, look at him, 6'6", bringing it up the floor himself, and a one-handed shovel pass to Bauman up top to reset. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of the third quarter, Blue Jays in control, leading here 42-19. Now they set it up for Roki on the alley-oop. He misfired, and Free comes away with a steal, and he is fouled. So they try the lob, but it's not there. Good defense by Free. And they get McAfee with the foul, his first. So subs coming in for both teams. As Ryan Roddinghouse, Uphouse, Hilbert, and Kane all come back in. So a big swap here for the Thunder. Bauman and Michael come out. Boots and Niehaus check back in here for the Blue Jays. So the Thunder from left to right. It's Leonard up the floor into the front court. Left side to Uphouse. 150 and counting in this third. It's a 42-19 Sabetha lead. Here's Hilbert at the elbow. Kicks it back up top to Leonard. Leonard, weak side, dribbles with the right hand. Now they work it left side to Kane on the wing. Lobbing a pass up top to Hilbert. Back to the bucket. Gets it to Kane. Works it towards the right wing. Wants Hilbert inside. It's knocked away and out of bounds, but they'll get Roki here with his second foul. This will be the fifth team foul. The foul's a little bit more here. We're seeing a few more fouls in this third quarter, maybe compared to the first half. Five now by the Blue Jays. Thunder get it into Uphouse up top. With 90 seconds to go in this third quarter, they got a lot of work to do as the Blue Jays are leading at 42-19. Leonard will try. This is a deep three, no good. Roki gathering the miss there for the Blue Jays, and he puts it on the dribble, drives and kicks. Garber again, not this time missing a three, tipped out to the wing, and this one gathered by Roddinghouse. Now he'll push the tempo, long pass, looking for Kane, and it's out of bounds and a turnover. Got to respect the effort trying to get it up in transition, but just too much on the pass for Kane and out of bounds. Coming up on the final minutes of this third quarter, Sabetha in control with the ball, leading 42-19. Garber at the point, man-to-man defense by the Thunder, now working it towards the left wing. Wants a ball screen, long pass to Vuce right side, into the corner with Niehaus. Niehaus bouncing it to the elbow. McAfee guarded by Hilbert, swings it to Vuce in the corner, back up top to Garber. 45 seconds left in this third quarter. It's all Sabetha, 42-19. Garber a drive. He gets past Roddinghouse and lays it in left side with the right hand. Garber now 18 to lead all scores. 44-19 is our score. Garber nearly outscoring Nemaha Central by themselves, by himself. And now an and one here on the other end by Abe Hilbert. Getting one back here. And a chance at one more for Nemaha Central. And that stops the lengthy scoring drought there for the Thunder. And the foul is on McAfee, his second, team foul number six. So the rest of the half, we're going to have Nemaha Central in the bonus. Hilbert's here tonight, 6 points and four rebounds. And his free throw is up and good. He's now 3 for 3 at the line and now has 7. Makes it a 44-22 Sabetha lead at 25 seconds to go in the quarter. As Bauman, just casual as can be, his Niehaus away to the point. And now it's knocked away. And they say over and back, and good defense by Roddinghouse to force the turnover. Now Nemaha Central will get it back right near midcourt with 11 seconds to go. Hilbert to throw it in, gets it into Uphouse right across midcourt. 8 seconds for the Thunder. They want to set it up top. Roddinghouse. Roki comes away with a steal, and they get a foul with 3 seconds to go. Roddinghouse is third. And it saved what would have been probably a dunk for Davis Roki. But now Sabetha near midcourt will have 2.8 seconds to try to get something up here. They quickly bring back Garber and Michael into the game. 2.8. It's Michael to throw it in. Gets it into Garber and throws up a shot. And they get a traveling call here on Garber with a second to go. Now we switch possessions again, and now the Thunder with a second to go near midcourt. A chance for the final shot, but it's literally going to be catch and shoot here for the Thunder if they can get a look. Leonard into the corner. Kane took a dribble, throws one off balance. It hits the side of the backboard, no good. That takes us to the end of the third, where it's been all Sabetha here tonight, leading by 22. They have a double up right now against Nemaha Central. 44-22 is our score. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Tom. For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Kansaland Radio.
Now Sabetha trying to stay undefeated. They are looking the part here as 3A's number one squad, and they lead here at Nemaha Central 44-22 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Thunder with the basketball, down 22. Here is Gavin Kane, high left. They get it to the free throw line with a foul. He'll dive in, throw up a shot, and it connects off the window. Through some contact, Uphouse, his first basket tonight, makes it 44-24. We have played 25 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Here's Garber around a McAfee screen. Now they go inside, and there should be a foul on McAfee after it was knocked away by Hilbert. And McAfee picks up his third foul, and that's team foul number 7, so there should be a 1-1 here. For Nemaha Central, it will be as Abe Hilbert will get a chance at the line. So Abe Hilbert, 7 points and 4 rebounds in tonight's game. He's perfect at the line so far, 3 for 3. And his free throw here, no good. Tipped in the air, still tipping around, and McAfee comes away with it. Here is Bauman, far sideline, slowing down the tempo. Not quite a minute played into this fourth quarter. A 20-point Sabetha lead at 44-24. Garber with a nice ball fake on the right wing. Gets it up top to McAfee. Over the top, Roki inside, off balance, and still able to put it in. Roki now with 10, makes it 46-24. 7:02 left to go in the game. Here's Roddinghouse to Hilbert. Uphouse left side on the wing. Working back towards the point. Hands it back up top to Leonard. Now Hilbert, left wing, will drive on McAfee. Spins using muscle. Turnaround is good. Abe Hilbert now with 9 to lead Nemaha Central. Makes it 46-26. At 6:40 left in the game. Garber to Michael. Right side on the wing. They want to go inside again. Roki gathering, turning, firing, and connecting. Through 3 jerseys, Roki still able to put it up and in. He's got 12. It's now 48-26 and under 6.5 minutes to go. Here is Gavin Kane up top. Now to Leonard. Right side, Roddinghouse towards the corner. Guarded by Garber. Now inside to Kane. Turning short corner right. Facing the bucket. Guarded by Roki. Now gets in the lane. Turns. Fires. Over Roki. It's no good. McAfee the rebound. Now Michael up the floor. Correction, this is Bauman. A little hesitation. Layup off the window with some touch. Marcus Bauman now has 6. 50-26. Blue Jays at 5:50 to go. And now Roki picks up a foul here. That'll be his third. A 1-1 coming up here for Gavin Kane. Subs are coming in. Deuce and Niehaus back into the game here for Nemaha Central, or correction, Sabetha, beg your pardon. Gavin Kane's going to shoot a 1-1 here. He's got 7 points tonight, couple of rebounds. He's hit a 3. And his free throw is strong, tipped around. Offensive rebound for Uphouse. So the Thunder get it back, but down 24 with 5:44 to go. Man-to-man defense right now for the Blue Jays. Kane, a right side pass, Uphouse on the wing. At the elbow, Roddinghouse dives in off the window. It's a kiss, and it's good. Carter Roddinghouse, his first basket for 2, 50-28 at 5.5 minutes to go. Impressive again tonight here for the Blue Jays. They have just really kind of bled this thing out from the jump, led it by 5 at the end of 1. And a whistle and a foul on a drive by Garber. It's on the floor. This will be the 5th team foul against Nemaha Central. Roddinghouse picks up his 4th. Just one more foul to give for Nemaha Central, but saying the early portions of the second quarter, Thunder got it back to within 3. Really, it got blown back out to 14 at halftime, and Sabetha really hasn't looked back.
And they only had that as Carter's 3rd foul, by the way.
Correction, 3 fouls, okay? So a missed shot inside, a rebound for up house, and now Nemaha Central back into the front court. 3 minutes down and five to go in this final quarter. Wetzel leading now by 22 at 50-28. There's up house on the right wing, guarded by Niehaus. They set it up Leonard at the point, working on Bauman, gets past him. Boost helping, missing. Hilbert's second chance, up and in. Hilbert's now with 11. Makes it 50-30 at 4:41 to go. Here is Garber into the front court. He's had a heck of a night. 18 points. He's hit three threes. Business as usual for Matt Garber. Steps in, missing a shot short. Tipped around to the elbow. Rodinghouse with the rebound. Three-on-one break. Layup good for Gavin Kane. That's how you execute an advantage in transition there. Now Whistle and Scott Berger has seen enough as Nemaha Central's back to within 18. At 50-32 with 4:18 to go. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. Sabetha by 18 at 4:18 to go in the game. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming down the home stretch here at Nemaha Central, Blue Jays trying to finish off this game tonight and earn a split here in this Big 7 doubleheader. Nemaha Central girls beating Sabetha in the first game tonight, 45-32, but it's been all Blue Jays here in the boys' tilt, leading 50-32 at 4:18 to go out of the timeout. Blue Jays with the basketball. Thunder backing out the pressure a little bit, and Matt Garber, as we mentioned before the timeout, heck of a game so far. 18 points and three threes. McAfee gets a touch on the elbow. Now he dives in, pulls up, missing the shot. And a rebound on the backside there collected by Gavin Kane. Kane now wants to work it up the floor. Stops on the elbow, trying to find a cut. Uphouse is there with some contact. Throws one up. That one no good. Hilbert the rebound, missing the second chance. And now McAfee gets that rebound. Here is Garber into the front court. A two-on-three break. Niehaus now will fade. Missing a little fadeaway from the right block. Rebound Nemaha Central. Here's Wade Leonard diving, dumping it in. Hilbert was open, but off his fingertips and out of bounds. The Nemaha Central turnover. Colby Free back into the game. An 18-point lead for Sabetha. 50-32 with 3:36 to go. Sabetha led by right now Matt Garber, 18 points. They got 12 from Davis Roki, 8 from Christian McAfee. Nemaha Central's leading scorer, Abe Hilbert, with 11. They got 9 from Gavin Kane. Here's Garber across midcourt with 3.5 minutes to go. His team up 18. McAfee gets the handoff, curls past a couple, throwing a pass towards the corner. It's taken away and a turnover. Rodinghouse finds Free running, now turning on a double team and lost it, and McAfee takes it away. Hilbert reaching in. McAfee hits the floor hard. But appears to be okay. Abe Hilbert picks up his third. The final foul to give, as we will see for the first time tonight, Jacob Grimm. As again, McAfee took a hard shot on that ball. McAfee comes out. Grimm will check in. 3:14 left in an 18-point lead. I don't know if we'll see McAfee again the rest of the night. Regardless, he's had a good night with 8 points and 6 rebounds. So here's Grimm, who just checked in. His first touch in the corner. He's caught on a double team, looking for Niehaus inside. Gets it there. Now boosts a touch right wing. Garber gets it in the corner. Officially under 3 minutes to go in an 18-point Sabetha lead. Here's Grimm, turning, facing, in the paint. Kicks it back up top to Boos. Right side to Garber. Possession's at a premium here as Garber drives, and he is tied up and fouled. And this will be team foul number 7, which means free throws are coming up. They get Hilbert with his fourth. And Garber will shoot the 1-1. 18 tonight for Garber to lead all scorers. He's 3-for-4 at the line. And he's good there. Make it 4-for-5. And he gets the bonus. 51-32. Sabetha by 19 at 2:45 to go. Trying to get it back to a 20-point lead. He does. And Matt Garber now with 20 tonight. 52-32 Blue Jays at 2:40 to go. Hilbert inside on Grimm, missing the layup, and a good box out there as the rebound skips into the hands of Niehaus. And now Blue Jays can slow down the tempo a little bit with 2.5 minutes to go. Bauman works it to Vuce in the corner, and a whistle and a foul. Another one-on-one opportunity coming up here. Well, and just got the text message that Perry LeCompton hit a buzzer-beating three-point shot to beat Royal Valley. 60-57, it was Cam Kniper in a tie game who hit the game winner for Perry LeCompton as they win it 60-57 over Royal Valley. What a game that was between the Caws and the Panthers. Free throw up and good for Vuce, who's in the books tonight, his first point. And Jaden Thomas back in for Nemaha Central. Rottinghouse will get a breather. Well, so it's not, well, it kind of makes the Perry game coming up for Sabetha a little bit more important.
Yeah.
As Vuce goes 2 for 2 and has 2, makes it 54-32 at 2:18 to go. So that keeps Perry LeCompton 2 back in the loss column. They're now 8-2 in league play. This win tonight for Sabetha will move them to 10-0. 2 weeks left here in the regular season. So again, Sabetha in control of the outright league title. Missed shots and a rebound for the Blue Jays. Missed 3 there by Leonard as we're now under 2 minutes to go. So again, a game-winning 3 for Perry LeCompton to beat Royal Valley in the boys' game. 60-57 was that final. Of course, we'll have kind of a recap of all the finals in the area tomorrow throughout our sports updates and on our website as well at mscsports.net. That should be a foul on Hilbert, and it's going to be, and that's going to foul out 8 Hilbert tonight. And that's going to bring back Cooper Hike with a minute 34 to go, and Jacob Grimm's going to shoot a 1-1. The final foul before the double bonus. Now we have a kind of a stoppage of play here. Not sure what's going on. And Cooper Hike now in. Jacob Grimm's going to shoot free throws.
I was confused.
I was kind of as well. Jacob Grimm has scored 13 points this season, and he connects on his 10th free throw.
And Brandon, to your point, Perry LeCompton still just 2 games back. Well, with 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Holton 36, Jeff West 18 right now.
So assuming Holton wins and holds on there, there's a missed free throw there by Grimm. He goes 1 for 2, and a foul on the rebound attempt is going to put Colby Free at the line for a 1-1. So we're down to a minute 33 left. So again, you said Holton's up in the fourth quarter. That's going to keep Holton and Perry LeCompton both 2 back at 8-2. Sabetha's going to move to 10-0. But again, do you see this Blue Jays team? They would have to lose both games, obviously, to Holton and Perry LeCompton back-to-back. But I think as long as, worst case, you split, you're in a very good spot to win this league outright.
Yeah, and the biggest question mark is the split going to even happen?
Well, yeah, obviously, we haven't seen the Blue Jays lose this season, but certainly.
Obviously, I think that's the biggest thing is, and then, Brandon, to your point, you have to think about which team has the best shot at doing it.
Me, personally, I like Perry. I think Perry's a little bit more balanced. Holton, though, does have the leading scorer in the conference in Tyson Snyder, who's averaging pretty close to 20 a game. Of course, Garber, one of the top 3 scorers in the league as well. As we're down to a minute 15, Blue Jays with the ball, leading 55-34. Blue Jays have some reserves in the game. There's a turnover by Will Ulrich, who has checked in.
Well, you got to remember the biggest thing, Brandon. you look at both of those teams that Sabetha's got to play in Perry and Holton yet, and you think about where those games are going to be played at.
Right.
Sabetha, that game Friday night against Perry is in Sabetha, but when you play Holton, it's down there. So
Grimm picks up a foul here. Free throw's coming up for Cooper Hike. He's kind of talking about the next two coming up here for Sabetha. They get Holton and Perry. The next two teams right behind them in the league standings, and that's the chance, really, for anybody else to come up and try to fight the Blue Jays. It's got to be done within the next couple games. That's Cooper Hike. He goes 2 for 2. Has his first 2 points. 55-36, under a minute to go. And showing like Holton boys were going to win as well. So again, Perry and Holton going to be two back in the loss column. Here's Grimm on the block, spinning on free. And now the whistle can't stop being blown here by the officials down the stretch as we're getting fouls on about every possession. As another foul against Jaden Thomas, his second, and now free throws again for Jacob Grimm. This will be a two-shot foul. Both teams in the double bonus, the final 46 seconds. Grimm will shoot and hit the first. Makes it 56-36. Well, this is going to snap a streak for Sabetha where they had scored 70 in three straight games. Grimm hits the second as well. He's got 3 tonight. Another sub coming in. It's going to be Kellen Winger. We're going deep into the bench here. Harper Schmelzley, Calvin Evans. And Sabetha again up 21 with 46 seconds to go. Well, this is going to drop Nemaha Central to now 7-9 overall. They will drop to 5-5 in league play. Blue Jays are going to get to 16-0. And 10-0 in league play as Leonard fires a 3. It's short. Rebound for the Blue Jays. Nate Minold with that one, who just checked in. 30 seconds to go. Thunder still showing a little bit of pressure, but the Blue Jays get it into the front court. Shouldn't be anything too impressive here as Nemaha Central does come away with a steal. Now should do it. Final 10 seconds here as it is Harper Schmelzley working into the front court, and he had it knocked away. But 3 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. And this one has gone final as number one Sabetha stays undefeated. They move to 16-0. They win it tonight 57-36 here at Nemaha Central. Postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's a split tonight here in this Big 7 doubleheader as the Nemaha Central girls victorious over the Blue Jays in Game 1, 45-32. And the Sabetha boys stay undefeated. They now go to 16-0. They win comfortably here at Nemaha Central, 57-36. Back one final time as we get set to wrap this one up here tonight, as, again, a Big 7 split. Here, as we're down to the final couple weeks of the regular season, we'll dive into the numbers momentarily. But just, Logan, a quick thought is, Sabetha again, you know, early second quarter, Nemaha Central was trailing by just 3. Sabetha gets it up to 14 at half, and they really never look back.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where the Sabetha boys, it kind of doesn't, you want to say, matter, I guess, what the score is at really any certain point. For the Blue Jays, they can be up by 1 point, they can be up by 20. They play great ball from the start of the game to the end, and they're all, every single one of them that touches the floor, they just know what to do offensively and defensively. Obviously, we see some of those fouls like we saw here tonight with Davis Roque, was trying to kind of go over the back to get some of the blocks, and he got called for early reaches, you know, thinking, hey, I can quit, you know, tip the ball and get a steal here. Well, you kind of get caught at times, and you'll get called for some of those. But Sabetha boys, I mean, it does not matter who's on that floor for them. Every single one that touches a ball, whether they're a big scoring threat or they're not, they're a threat on the floor for Coach Scott Berger and the Sabetha boys. As far as Nemaha Central, yeah, you're down from last year, obviously. You know, you just dropped, you know, you're 5-5 in league play now after this game, but you're still in a good spot. Obviously, Substate, you're one of the top 3 teams in it, you feel like. Obviously, Effingham's up there as well still. And you still got Sabetha and Marysville. They're the top 2 teams in the Substate.
Marysville quietly just a 2-loss team. And
yeah.
They're 14-2, a top 10 team in 3A.
So if you're Nemaha Central, hey, you're saying, hey, we're probably going to see them again, because right now we'd be the 4 seed, they'd be the 1 seed, so we'd be on the same side of the bracket in Substate. But you got, you know, 4 games left before we get there, obviously. And if you're Nemaha Central, you're saying, well, we'll see what they do, because obviously they got Holt and Perry coming up.
They can essentially win the league title outright if they can take care of business here in the next week.
I mean, you win both those games, you pretty much have it.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
You do.
I mean, you said it, Perry LeCompton snuck away from Royal Valley tonight.
Just kept them alive.
Biggest thing about that is they just barely get by Royal Valley by 3, based off what Sabetha did in Royal Valley last Friday.
If you're just looking off common opponents, I guess, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
but we both know Royal Valley is definitely an upper half team in this league.
And it's kind of weird to say that when you think about what all they lost. And they were projected, I think they were projected second to last in league play this year.
They certainly outplayed
to be
what the expectations
they are definitely
kind
playing.
Of were.
And you have to wonder if a lot of it is the transfer they got from Washburn Rural as well. Preston Ross has a lot to do with that. He's a baller for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's good.
And you just think about some of the guys in this league, Sabetha's pretty much take any of these guys on this team as far as the starters and maybe even a couple off the bench. They can pretty much start for any single team in this league and make a team that much better. That's just the kind of thing. And, again, I always refer back to the Sabetha boys this year. They're kind of like that Royal Valley team we've seen the last 2 years that they had with all those guys that were so great together on the floor. The only difference, it's this year, not those last 2 years like Royal Valley had. It's a little bit different to this season. I mean, you just got to go out there and play ball, and you got to win it. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be, I think this Friday is going to be a really, really great matchup over in Sabetha.
Well, let's go through the numbers again as Sabetha stays undefeated. They win it tonight 57-36, and Matt Garber, just business as usual for him. 20 points, he had 3 threes. And was 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Davis Roque, a big night as well, as he finishes with 12 points and 9 rebounds. They got 8 and 6 from Christian McAfee. They got 6 from Marcus Bauman. They got 4 from Preston Michael, 2 apiece from Nathan Voos and Noel Niehaus. They also got 3 points from Jacob Grimm. Nemaha Central, 11 and 6 from Abe Hilberts. They got 9 from Gavin Kane. They got 6 from Colby Free. And then quite a few players with 2 a pop. Carter Rottinghouse, you also had Carter Hike, Braden Uphouse, Wade Leonard, Cooper Hike, all with 2 points. As the Thunder drop now to 7-9, 5-5 in league play. Blue Jays now 16-0 and 10-0 in league play. Thunder had 13 turnovers, 19 rebounds. They hit 7 of 9 from the line and hit 1 triple. Blue Jays, 12 turnovers in the game. They had 26 rebounds. They hit 13 of 19 free throws, and they had 4 threes in the game, 3 of which by Matthew Garber. Player of the Game time brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, our player to bank on. I'll go with Matt Garber. Do you agree?
I'm not really sure. I mean, next closest is Davis Roque. I mean, I think it's got to go to Matthew Garber the way he played. He came out here tonight. I told you about it at the beginning of the game. Last several games, it's been a bunch of other guys. It hasn't been just Matthew Garber. Well, he came out and he said, hey, I'm going to take it over tonight against our rival, and he played a phenomenal game. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, Brandon.
Yeah, business as usual for Matt Garber. Again, unanimous All-League a year ago. Definitely going to be that once again in his senior year. As the Blue Jays are now 16-0, 20 points tonight from Matt Garber.
And right quick, Brandon, we're just looking at the standings up here. That's one thing I like about Nemo Central's gym is they have them right up there on the wall. But you look at that on the girls' side, every single team in the league has won at least one league game, right? You look at the guys, obviously this
has won at least two games.
At least two, but at least got a win in the league.
Right.
But as far as the guys' side, you look at it and you say, you know, obviously we're talking about Sabetha and Nemo Central here, but you look at it and you say, well, Riverside's the only team that hasn't won. Guess what just changed tonight? They got a win.
They
won 59-37. So every single team is, you know, got a win on both girls and the guys' side. I always like to say this as well. Big Seven League, it's a night-in, night-out situation. Doesn't matter what sport, whether it's girls, guys, if it's football, basketball, you know, you can throw volleyball, tennis, cross-country, track, whatever it is.
Right.
Big Seven League is a really fun league to watch because it's just so many different teams usually in the mix. You think about your top ones usually, yeah, they're always up there, but you got some of those other teams. We see it this year with the Riverside girls. They're up there. They had a shot to possibly win the league this year. Probably not going to happen now. But, I mean, they're a team that not a lot of people usually consider to be up there, but they're up there this year, and it's just kind of cool for the Big Seven League to be that type of a league where you have to come out here every single evening in every single sport, and you have to compete if you want to win.
It's going to be a lot of fun here down the last couple weeks as it's really the Nemaha Central girls and Sabetha boys league titles to lose as they keep themselves in front, both undefeated in league play. That's going to do it for us tonight. Again, our final scores, Nemaha Central girls victorious over Sabetha in game one, 45-32, and the Sabetha boys in the nightcap winning comfortably 57-36. Got more high school hoops coming your way on Friday night. We got locker room chats, more coaches' interviews coming your way tomorrow and Thursday as we stay busy throughout another week. Whether he likes it or not, we got Mike. Appreciate it on the Sabetha channel. Chance in studio. Logan, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much. As it's a split here tonight at Nemaha Central, we'll talk to you Friday for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.